Blog Talk Radio.
Open your eyes to what you love to hate. You're up in the sky, yeah, but you ain't flying straight. Where do I go when I can't go? Peace, every piece of me, whatever you need. My mind is changing, and I can't hide. But you know where I'll be, my love. And I know, I said I didn't need it, I said I wasn't built for it. But now that I can see it, damn right I'm really made for this. Chasing the sky, trying to fly, just trying to fly. And now I see just why it has to be so hard for me. You hear my roar, they'll feel you.
We fell in love with you. Guys like us just don't fly the fucking sky, you know?
Live on a Monday? The hell? I don't think this has ever happened before. Yeah, Jamie Joshua live here. Special presentation. Sponsored by BrewDog. When you want to wake up and look at your phone and see a bunch of messages that you don't remember sending to people, and especially fun when you leave voice messages for people and you don't remember talking.
Guess what? Easy, how you doing, huh? Easy, how you doing, huh? Beautiful big
titty. Okay, anyway, the, here tonight, I got a special presentation for you. Like I was saying, a lot of people are more interested in listening to the, well, back years ago, when we had DVDs, you know, like people would listen to the commentaries and hear from the filmmakers about, you know, how they made the movie, what they were thinking, how they shot it, you know, the real technical aspect of things. And I do this radio show online. This is a radio show, not a podcast, because it's live. I can't. Some podcasts are live, true, but, you know, they have the ability to go in and edit it later. And if I say something on here, I cannot. Like what I have is just where it is. But yeah, so I'm in a different kind of business of laying all together. And this man here that you're about to hear from, he's at a level that I'll never be at. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm happy for him. He's a nice guy and everything. You know, it's nice enough to get back to me tonight. Left him a message asking him how he prepares for his interviews and stuff. You know, this guy's interviewed The Rock, John Cena, the cast of Barbie recently, like he's everywhere. You know, if you haven't, you know, subscribed to him on YouTube, check him out. does good interviews. Like, you know, he's like the perfect version of me. Anyway, talking about Chris Van Vliet, left him a message earlier asking if he could shed some insight into his process. You know how I do my show. I hit somebody I know up, like, will you come on my show? And you know, then when they agree to, like, usually the whole week leading up to it, I'll, you know, start preparing my notes and different, you know, questions and things I want to bring up and talk to them about. And, like, as I'm going through it here, you know, I don't go, like, exactly according to plan most of the time. Like, if we head off and stray off into some direction, I'm not expecting, like, when DeLoe talked about, you know, a bag of crack falling out of some guy's pocket in Atlanta in 1997, you know, I'm not exactly going to be able to have a question in my notes about that. So, you know, it's like, this show is for, you know, the people that are really interested in the process of things. You know, it's not really like an actual show. So I asked the CBB, and he got back to me, sent me a message earlier tonight. So like and subscribe, him and myself. Anyway, where you at? Yay.
I fell in love with you.
The new Kanye, really, I don't think there's been any fair reviews for it yet, you know, so I may have to review that album. Anyway, let's get to it here. You know, it's Monday night, so it's just weird being on the air. Here's Chris Van Vliet giving me how he does his thing.
Jamie Joshua. What a great radio name, by the way. Jamie Joshua. It's Chris Van Vliet. Hope that you're having an amazing day. So I'll give you a deep dive into how I prepare for an interview. I actually just finished one. A little sneak peek, a little behind the scenes here. Also, like a sneak peek at what the next interview is, because I don't know if anybody knows this. I just interviewed Roderick Strong. Of course, he had the big match, AEW Revolution, this weekend against Orange Cassidy. So we just did an interview for that. Here's what my whole process looks like. I'll give it to you, like, start to finish. I usually go to Wikipedia first to just kind of, like, get a timeline of what their career looks like. So if they're a wrestler, they started training here, they made their debut here, they've worked here, here, and here, you can kind of get, like, a framework for what their career looks like. If they're an actor, maybe it's they trained to be an actor here, their first role was this, and then here's some other movies that kind of, like, have been the benchmarks in their career. So that's a big thing for me. Like, just get a framework for, like, oh, okay, so Roderick Strong, he was in Ring of Honor first, then he did some stuff in TNA, WWE, now AEW. Now it's like a framework. Then I usually keep notes. So, like, if I have a notes section in my phone, so I keep notes of, like, if I'm going to be interviewing somebody in the future, or even if I, like, think there might be a chance that I'm going to interview them, I start to make, like, notes of, like, oh, that'd be a good thing. Like, if I talk to this person, I've got to ask them about this. So I just start to keep these notes, and then I start to build on them as I get more ideas. And these will be ideas where I'm, like, on the treadmill, and I'm like, oh, grab my phone. And I'm, like, writing out, like, oh, okay, that's a good question. So I get to the point where I'm just, like, it's a bunch of topics, a whole bunch of topics. And then I kind of, like, narrow it down day of, where I'm like, all right, so if we have half an hour for this interview, maybe that's only 6 or 8 or 10 questions. So let's lead with this one. Let's start off with this one. It'll be a good thing to, like, kind of break the ice with them. And then we'll try to, like, kind of go from there. But I don't usually have, like, an idea of, like, or I don't have, like, a set plan of, like, this is question one, this is question two, three, four, five, you know, and so on. I'm more of, like, I'm going to start with this question or start with this topic. And then the biggest thing is to listen. Larry King said it best. The great late great Larry King said it best. I never learned anything while I was talking. And the whole idea behind that is you can't learn anything from your guest. You can't find anything out unless they're talking and not you. So it's like you close your mouth and then you can learn from them, right? That whole idea of you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So I listen, and sometimes something they're saying leads to something else that would be a much better topic. And maybe it's something I didn't even think about, but I'm like, oh, they mentioned this thing. And because I researched them enough, I can now talk about that thing. Another thing I'll do is I'll type their name into Google News and I'll see, like, oh, here's some recent things that they're in the news for. they haven't maybe talked about some of these things. I could get their opinion on this, or I could get them to expand on this a little bit. And then I also, this is like a super secret here, I don't usually talk about this one very much, but I think a lot of people don't even like think in this way. I type their name into YouTube and I start to see what the, how YouTube would fill that in, like what the suggestion would be on YouTube. So John Cena, for example, maybe it's John Cena Peacemaker, John Cena entrance theme. John Cena has a new movie out called Ricky Stenicki. Maybe it's that. And you start to see, oh, these are some of the top search terms. These are some of the things that people are thinking about and searching for. So that's another thing that I like to do. So Jamie Joshua, we have done a deep dive in here in these last 4 minutes. I hope that there's been at least one little piece here that you've taken from this. And congrats on everything that you're doing right now with your online radio show. Keep it up, and I hope that our paths cross soon. Have an amazing day, Jamie.